540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente locations across the country have walked off the job. More from CBS's Jolene Kent.
What we're really seeing here is 75,000 workers across the country going on strike for up to 3 days. And what we expect to see is ongoing discussions. But the workers I've been talking to, including one who was at the table, said that Kaiser did not show up in a meaningful way. So far, this is going to last 3 days, but there have been little developments as to the workers getting what they want, which is a higher wage.
The union that represents striking movie and TV actors said it was at the bargaining table with studios yesterday and will resume negotiations tomorrow. A presidential policy reversal. Construction of a border wall along the southern border will resume, says reporter Chris Fox.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announcing the waiving of 26 federal laws in South Texas to speed up the building of an additional 20 miles of the border wall in Starr County, Texas, just west of McAllen. Mayorkas referred to the sector as an area of high illegal entry. This marks a dramatic flip for President Biden, who said in 2021 that building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution.
The president's canceling another $9 billion in student loans for 125,000 borrowers.
It's the latest debt cancellation in total. My administration has canceled $127 billion in student debts for nearly 3.6 million Americans.
The process that led to the unprecedented vote to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is now under attack. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
There's a growing number of members of Congress who say they got to get rid of that rule, that quirky rule that led to Kevin McCarthy's ouster, that any one person can make a motion to vacate. The next speaker might want to get rid of that. It's possible some of the Republicans in the conference make that a requirement of these nominees. You got to be willing to get rid of that rule, stand up to the defectors. Then you get my vote.
A stray bullet has killed an unborn baby in Holyoke, Massachusetts. The shooting happened during the day, injuring several people, including the pregnant mother, says CBS News Boston reporter Tammy Mutasa.
The pregnant victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, forcing the baby to be delivered. Prosecutors say it needed life-saving treatment, but tragically, it died.
The primary runway at the Chattanooga Airport in Tennessee is closed until further notice, and passengers being urged to check their flight status before they leave for the airport. That's because just a few minutes before midnight, the landing gear on a FedEx 757 failed, and the jet skidded off the runway. Three pilots on board, no fire, no injuries. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, doing an outstanding job on the board. Glad to be along with you on this Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. It is hump day. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome into hour two. Thank Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project and also former Congressman Scott Klug of Wisconsin in hour number one. Glad to have you along with us, talking about the incident happening yesterday, the historic incident in Washington, D.C. First time in American history. Can't say that too often. First time in American history that a Speaker of the House was removed. Tried once before, Big Joe Cannon, a legend in Congress, actually has a House office building named after him, the Cannon Building. He survived that vote. Kevin McCarthy yesterday, after tempting Matt Gaetz of Florida with bring it on. That's what he said. Bring it on. And so Matt Gaetz did. And Kevin McCarthy messed around and found out. That's what happened to Kevin McCarthy. He is out. We have a speaker vacancy right now. Who do you think should fill it? What are your feelings on it? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Chris Pauls from crack.com, on the line. Mr. Pauls, CP, what say you?
Well, first, Todd, I'm like, as you know, a very big dummy. And so here's the part
not.
I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I didn't understand when you were talking with Scott. So this proposal, in quotes, to have Trump be the speaker, like, how does that even work? Like, do you not have to be part of the elected body to be Speaker of the House?
No, you do not. According to the United States Constitution, you can only have to qualify to be a member of Congress in order to be elected a member of... You, Chris Pauls, could be eligible for Speaker of the House.
You got it all wrong. Like, you got it 50% right. Not me, Todd. You. Like, this is our way in, buddy.
Well, that's true, right?
This is how we take this thing national. Forget all this Wisconsin stuff.
Right.
Like, this is how we go to the big time, baby. So I think it's like, this is it. This is the kickoff, America, or most of Wisconsin. Vote Todd Albaugh for Speaker of the House.
If only it were that simple, right?
Normally, I would say, like, Joe Garden would be the candidate for this.
Joe
would be great. Our friend, longtime Onion writer.
Yeah.
But he was just humiliated in his campaign for late night. I just distanced myself from him as a candidate because of his lackluster performance. But you, Todd, you got real prompts.
Well, but didn't you and Joe run for prom court back in high school and win that election?
Yes, and Jeff Perry... I was more just kind of like I don't know, a hack who glommed onto the ticket.
But see, so I couldn't even get elected to prom court. There's no way. There's no way I'm getting elected to the speaker.
Those guys were the rural legislators, Todd, not me. I don't think you should sell yourself short here.
All right.
I mean, come on. Like you and Scott said, I mean, nothing's too crazy anymore. I think we should go for this.
Well, I mean, anyway, I'll take. What? Say it again. You cut out there. What did you say?
Oh, sorry. I'm in my car. I'll take my answer off the air. I think I'm about to lose you.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. As always, Chris Paul's called in there. Sure. I mean, I think Scott said, like, who would want, or Trigby said, who would want the job, right? I mean, it's like herding cats, really. It's just a bunch of crazies.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't want the job. I wouldn't want to be president. I wouldn't want to be anything above a super local office because, right, especially right now, the amount of death threats you'd get, aside from herding cats, it's just putting yourself in a terrible position.
But I think Chris brings up a great point, and that is, let's just allow ourselves to live in an imaginary utopia world for a minute. If you could have anybody be Speaker of the House right now, who would you have? It's a great question. Anybody. Because as long as you're eligible basically to vote and are like 25 years of age, you can be Speaker. This morning on CBS The Mornings, Tony DeCoppel, he continues to say Dolly Parton as a unifying voice. Why not Dolly Parton be Speaker?
I mean, she'd definitely have the right mindset of helping people.
You want to know if Republicans really wanted to win the election next year, the whole kit and caboodle?
Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
But they're already bashing her.
But they've made a terrible mistake, and Will Walter on Town Call has pointed this out. The Republicans are Taylor Swift bashing. I mean, what a bunch of fools. I mean, if you can't read the tea leaves on Taylor Swift, Lord help you. She is registering thousands of voters, spiking television NFL football ratings. Taylor Swift is hot, like white hot. But what would you do? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Perry has made a suggestion of, yes, Elon Musk.
Are you serious, Perry?
And to Jeff, I say, gross.
He can't be serious. And as a guy who once won a prom election, call in and defend yourself, Perry. Elon Musk, give me a break. Come on now. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you could have anybody be the Speaker of the House, who would it be? Give us a call back after this on the Todd Elbow Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Daytime highs approaching 73 today under partly cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Slight chance for scattered showers tonight.
Lows dip down to about 45. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs around 57. Partly cloudy skies. Temps well below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday, October 4th. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Hour number two of the big show, talking about the Kevin McCarthy ouster yesterday in the House of Representatives. First time in American history that a speaker has ever been removed in the middle of their term.
As for a replacement, frequent listener and contributor and our friend Jeff Perry commented, Elon Musk. Yes. And Todd was wondering if he was serious. Just as a PSA to everybody listening, it's okay. You don't need to cancel Jeff. He says, no, I'm not serious. When have I ever been serious?
Well, Jeff is occasionally serious, but yeah, sorry. But Elon Musk was a joke. But it brings up a great question. If you could vote for anyone, or name anyone as the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who would you want to do it? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app available on your iPhone or Android device. Just a button. You can text us there on the app. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jack in Merrimack has been waiting on the line. Jack, we appreciate you holding on. Jack, what say you?
Well, this isn't the real reason I called in, but and I'm not the first to suggest this person. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger would be one heck of a good choice.
I do, too.
I thought that he's very conservative, but I thought he did a reasonable job when he was governor in California. And I thought he would, he'd do a pretty good job right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. People might not be aware or forgot that Schwarzenegger took on his own party, the Republicans and the Democrats in California, went straight to the voters, paid for this ballot initiative largely with his own money, and they got through a new law that did away with gerrymandering and created a citizen commission to redraw the maps in California. Just one of his many successful things he did while governor of California.
Yeah, you might even be able to get a real Voting Rights Act through.
Right. And can't you just see some of these just, wussy right-wing mega Republicans who think they're big stuff. Can you imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger walking into that caucus and say, don't screw with me, and I'm cleaning it up for radio, because he doesn't suffer fools easily. I just think he'd be a presence because, they're never going to put a Democrat in there. So it has to be someone who is at least a Republican. I agree with you. I think Schwarzenegger is the, and again, it goes right to this Trump type of thing where they want celebrities. They want a name. I think it's a great idea, Jack.
Well, I really call in a little about something else.
Sure, go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, one of your callers before the hour flip had a comment about there's every citizen in the country owes $100,000 to the national debt, but like most Republicans, his wonderful solution is either cut every major program. Oh, of course, don't cut the military, even though we gave them an extra $43 billion in the last budget that the Pentagon didn't ask for. But don't cut that. But cut every major program that helps every American, that deals with the environment, deals with education. Cut all those by a large percentage. But don't take away the $2 trillion in tax welfare that we gave to billionaires a few years back. The solutions, this is one reason why I think the Republican Party is not going to be successful for a long time unless they wake up to reality. you first of all, you can't solve the problem. Realistically, practically, you cannot solve this debt problem by cutting programs and cutting things that serve people. Secondly, there's just not enough money that you can cut.
Right.
Secondly, you've got to do something about the unreasonable tax code that allows millionaires and billionaires to get away with paying $175 in taxes a year, or whatever, you know, minute amount it happens to be.
Right.
There's, you know, tens of millions of people that see the unfairness of this. Unfortunately, many of those also decide that, the problem is all the Democrats spending, and it's, you know, so they vote blindly Republican. They vote against their best interest, and this has been going on almost since Reagan.
Jack, that's fine. I just want to say I agree with you on the disparity of taxation. Again, these wealthy, we're not talking about people that have $500,000 or even maybe $1 million. We're talking about the 1% of 1% that is in the $500 million category here, who's paying almost next to no taxes. And the wealth disparity in this country is ridiculous. We talked about it on another show. If you took the Teddy Roosevelt, the Republican Teddy Roosevelt trust-busting laws and applied them to today and broke up these monopolies, oligopolies, that if we just did that alone, that each U.S. household would save $5,000 a year. That's real savings without even cutting programs and just having a fair taxation system.
Yeah, that's one of the places we absolutely have to start. If people are, you know, if you're going to be realistic about solving the national debt. Now, also, of course, one of the things I heard about, I heard in the debate repeatedly yesterday, the so-called debate about McCarthy, because it wasn't really a debate, because everybody had pretty much made up their mind. But one of the things that they did was to whine and moan about, it's the Biden debt and it's the Democratic debt.
Right.
First of all, there are no Republican proposals to do anything about it. Secondly, they don't even have a budget. And thirdly, very shortly, this continuing resolution is going to run out. And they're messing around with, who should we have to lead the entire House of Representatives? Because we can't do anything unless they have some kind of a Speaker of the House, and I don't mean pro tem.
Jack, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Always appreciate you calling in. Jack in Merrimack, certainly the clock is ticking. Got to get something going here. Let's go up to Minneapolis, the beautiful Twin Cities, listening up there on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Lynn in the Twin Cities. Lynn, if you could make anybody Speaker of the House, who would you vote for?
Yeah, well, this is kind of a long shot, which is good for betting, I suppose.
Sure. But
I actually think that Hakeem Jeffries might end up getting it, because my theory would be that they're going to put Jim Jordan in, and the crazy caucus is going to be like trying to, you know, get him to promise all this stuff. And after two or three failed votes, you might end up with actually five or six or eight or whatever reasonable Republicans saying, "Now to hell with this," and just voting with the Democrats for Jeffries. So it's a long shot. So maybe you can make a lot of money if you bet on it.
No, but, I'm sure Vegas is taking odds, right?
I wouldn't
be
shocked if that's what happens here. anyway, that was my comment.
That's a great comment. I appreciate you calling, Lynn. I appreciate the listen over there in the Twin Cities.
I text you a lot, actually, but I listen to the app through Eau Claire.
Oh, that's fantastic. On Eau Claire, very good. The tap up there.
Well, I grew up there, so I kind of have to patronize Eau Claire, right?
Absolutely. We were just there a couple weeks ago doing the show up there at WCFW 93.5 FM, the tap up there at Eau Claire. We appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Lynn.
Sure, thanks. Bye.
My pleasure. Well, who would you nominate? Who would you make if you rule the world and you don't, who would you put?
Before we head on to the next caller, we got a comment on Facebook from Bev from Richland Center.
All right, very good. Says Speaker of the House, any of these 9 to 5 actors, Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, they know how to get things done. Yeah, right?
They do.
I mean, you know, Jane Fonda, a big political activist, of course. Also on the text line here from WMDX, Angie Monroe, Hillary Clinton. I would vote for her just because that would get right underneath their skin. Well, that's very true.
Then she changed her mind. Liz Cheney.
Yeah, then Liz Cheney, at least, you know, is a Republican. But again, she's so hated by that Freedom Caucus, it would take the Democrats to cross over and help. Who would you name Speaker of the House if you had the power to rule the world? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Bill in Oconomowoc. Bill, what say you?
Here's what I say. Caution, village idiots. You may be drafted to becoming the next speaker. First village idiot showed up, Jim Jordan. His town now is without an idiot. So be careful, village idiots. You could be drafted. That's my call. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Interesting, right? And you know, I'm going to disagree a little bit with my former boss, Scott Klug, who was on the first hour saying that he was okay with Steve Scalise. I'm not. If you look at the record of guys like Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, they are not some middle of the road type of Republicans. They are absolutely right wing people. I mean, they are opposed. Look at Steve Scalise here. According to the Washington Blade, Scalise has one of the most anti-LGBTQ reputations of any lawmaker. He opposed the repeal of the U.S. military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, stating, quote, military leaders we've spoken with feel strongly that this policy should not be repealed, including sexuality hate crime legislation, unquote. I mean, that's just patently false. If you talk to military leaders today, that is not what they believe. That is not what they've testified. If you look at Steve Scalise's record on the environment, he rejects scientific consciousness on climate change. I mean, you really want a guy like that as Speaker of the House? On health care, he opposed the Affordable Health Care Act. I mean, this guy is just, Jim Jordan is no better. I mean, our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, likes to call Jim Jordan GYM Jim Jordan. Because, of course, when Jim Jordan was, and people forget this, that Jim Jordan went to school here at Madison, at UW-Madison, had a successful collegiate wrestling career, and then went to Ohio State, where he was an assistant coach there. And it is a testimony that while at Ohio State, that one of the team doctors sexually assaulted several of the wrestlers. And the assertion is that Jim Jordan knew about this and never did anything, much like what happened to Penn State years ago with Joe Paterno. Many wrestlers have testified in tears about what happened to them, and that they knew that Jim Jordan knew about this and did nothing. And Jim Jordan refuses to talk about it. He's never been held accountable for it. He's a real piece of work. I mean, I don't want guys like that, people like that, as the Speaker of the House. Who do you think should be Speaker? 844-967-2789. If you could choose anybody, whether it's realistic or not, 844-967-2789. On the text line, WMDX, one of our listeners says, The Rock. How about that, Mr. Zommers? The Rock. There's another formidable guy.
You know, I honestly, I don't know anything about him politically. I know he obviously gets the celebrity credit. And you know what? If he's got good ideas, could be.
You need someone just to bang some heads. Not physically, but I mean, figuratively speaking, bang some heads together. Another person on the WMDX line text in, Liz Cheney was born in Madison. Yes, that is true. Dick Cheney actually worked here in Madison at the Capitol for a while. And his wife, Liz Cheney's mom, went to school at UW-Madison. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tom Bowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas wants to pick up where Donald Trump left off and build 20 more miles of border wall in South Texas. CBS's Jared Hill.
The about-face by the Biden administration comes as a shock to environmental groups. The wall would run through public lands that are habitats of endangered species and plants.
Two candidates emerged to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. Congressmen Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, the majority leader, both have McCarthy's blessing.
Well, they're two good friends. Both would do great.
Workers at Kaiser Permanente are about to begin the second day of the largest strike in healthcare history.
I can't live paycheck to paycheck anymore. It's just not fair. There's LVNs and nurses out here that don't make any money. It's just not fair.
Sticking points, wages, and benefits. Kaiser employees in Virginia and Washington, D.C. are expected to return to work today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Howler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lavoie Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday, October 4th. Mr. Zobner's on the board. Glad to have you along here in this last half hour. Having a little fun with a very serious topic. We kept it serious for the most part in hour number one on this vacancy of the speakership in the House of Representatives. If you could choose anybody, regardless of whether you think it's rational or not, who would you like to see as the Speaker of the House of Representatives? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can text in via the app as well, the Civic Media app, on the app from Jay in East Troy, listening on WAUK. Hey, how about Michelle Obama? Great suggestion.
Yeah.
There again, a person who does not take crap from anybody.
And who, like, you know, being the first lady, you kind of know how the country works.
Yeah. I mean, though it was rumored for a while that she might be thinking about running for president last time. And of course, said, no, I'm not doing that. I think Michelle Obama would be great at it. As Mr. Zomer said, she knows government. strong person could take some of these people to the shed. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines to all the way to beautiful California on the West Coast. Karen in California, what say you?
Hi. Just want to say, first of all, I miss hearing Luke and Brian and at this time slot.
Oh, we do. Anyway, Luke is on vacation right now. Usually he is in on Tuesdays still at 2 o'clock. He's on vacation right now with his lovely bride. And, yeah, that's okay. What we try to have him on here.
Good luck with that. Okay. And my choice is way out of left field, Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, hear me out.
All right, go ahead.
Profile on NBCNews.com. According to that, at Yale Law School, he was in the same class as Elise Stefanik and Senator J.D. Vance. He's from the Cincinnati area, that's why. In college at Harvard, he was on the same dorm floor as Mark Zuckerberg. And what else? Well, that's off the top of my head right now.
So
he may have also bumped into a Pete Buttigieg while at Harvard.
Okay.
So at his age, you know, if he became a speaker, he could really mess up things because apparently he doesn't have a center. He just like to argue with everybody.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a take. That's a take. Appreciate it, Karen in California. Appreciate calling in. Appreciate listening out there on the Civic Media app. Yes, Luke will be back in a couple of weeks from his world tour, seeing his millions of fans around the world.
Where in the world is Luke Mathers? Yes. Inquiring minds want to know.
Lukester is alive and well. He'll be back in a couple of weeks here on Tuesdays with us. Who would you put in if you could put anybody in the speaker's chair, the House of Representatives? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Off the text line, Tom up in Sauk County says, Mark Milley for speaker because he's available and to give Republicans an opportunity to distance themselves from a wannabe dictator. Now, see, that's a smart choice. Mark Milley would be fantastic. Again, somebody...
I don't want to put him through that, though.
Well, I know. I'm just... But he's a great guy, smart guy, a leader, a born leader, would not take crap for anybody. And if Republicans were serious about distancing themselves, as Tom says, from a wannabe dictator in Trump, that'd be a great choice.
Oh, yeah. He'd do great. It's I don't want to put him through that. Not after all he's had to do.
Well, there's no... I don't think there's any way Republicans would be smart enough to do that. But Tom makes a great point. Mark Milley, who would you like to be Speaker of the House if it could be anybody? 844-967-2789. Let's go down to beautiful Kenosha. Ken in Kenosha, what say you?
Hi. I would say Dolly Parton.
Okay. Any particular reason?
She's a great singer. Met her a couple times.
Really?
Yes, I was a paramedic, and her and Kenny Rogers were doing a concert in Rosemont.
Really?
And, I was on the side of the side stage when they were coming down. Dolly came down, okay. Kenny was kind of in a hurry and tripped and fell, and I caught him. Yeah.
So was Dolly Parton pretty nice in person? Was she as nice in person as you think? Yes. Hope she might be.
Yes, she is.
That's fantastic.
One thing I wouldn't want would be Jane Fonda.
Okay, now, a vote for Dolly Parton and against Jane Fonda. Fair enough. Well, Dolly Parton just brings people together. Again, she's a no-nonsense person. Everybody loves her, or at least pretty much everybody loves her, and she brings people together. So, you can't go any...
She does.
Yeah, she'd be great. Appreciate it, Ken. Thank you so much. Ken in Kenosha calling in. Appreciate that. Mr. Perry, who's been texting in here, our ongoing contributor. Jeff Perry, thanks for calling in. If you could name anybody's speaker, who would it be?
Well, first of all, that other caller reminded me of this. Where are the oldies? Where are my oldies, Todd?
All right. Thanks for bringing up an old wound in Kenosha.
Sorry. So back to the McCarthy hearings, which is interesting. You know, that's a, another whole thing. Let me just say, I'll do it, Todd. I'll be the speaker.
Yourself, Jeff Perry.
I'll do it. I have to have Tuesdays off. That's my bowling night, as you know. Yes. But otherwise, I'll do it. Just, you know, so I don't know. Do I have to fill out a form or something?
Well, I think you have to pledge your first born on the altar of the mega caucus out in D.C. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that'll involve a phone call, but okay.
But you're offering. You are offering to go out to D.C. and to take this on yourself. Jeff Perry.
I'll do it.
Thank you. You're a great American. I mean, from homecoming court in Richland Center High School to Speaker of the House, wouldn't that be a story?
No, actually, it was prom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me, prom. I wasn't, pardon me.
There's no way I ever could have got on the homecoming court. But we did.
By the way, you didn't even show up to homecoming this year to our 35th class reunion.
I know. I had a family thing, and otherwise I probably would have gone.
Very convenient.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Jeff, thank you. I appreciate you as always. Jeff is nominating himself for Speaker of the House. Thank you very much.
Before we send him away, yes. You're listening to WMDX Oldies for everyone.
Thank you, Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Just playing only the worst hits available.
I like that song. I like that song.
Maybe
come on.
You do. You're in the minority.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
The saddest thing about that, Aaron, is that that's now considered an oldie.
Right. Jeff and I were playing that, but it was new music.
I think of Elvis and Buddy Holly, and now you're playing stuff from when I was in high school, and now I feel really old.
Thanks, you, Mr. Somers. Appreciate that.
Oops.
All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it. Have a great day down there in Deerfield, Delafield, one of those D's, wherever he's at. Let's go down to beautiful Rock County. Rico in Rock County. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you could name anybody speaker, who would it be, Rico?
I would say, you know, if they're looking for a speaker, they can have Robin Voss. Certainly make life a little more tolerable here in Wisconsin. That's it'd make life a little better here for us anyway. And they're not going to get nothing done anyway, so I don't think it'd be too much harm. Please take Robin. We don't want to. Thank you.
Rico, that's fantastic. That's a fantastic call because it solves two problems with one stone. You understand? You understand? You send Robin Voss out there to D.C., and we get a new speaker here. Nicely done, Rico. That was a fantastic call. Who would you put in the speaker's chair if you could put anybody there? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789. Let's go to Jeff in Shorewood. It says Aaron Zommers. What does it say? It
says I'm ageist.
You're
ageist.
And then
a little laughing emoji.
Mr. Zommers on the tunes there being funny. Well, again, if you want to call in and still take your calls, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Who would you put in as speaker? If you could do anybody, put anybody in there you wanted. I have a caller listening over there on the eastern side of the state, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support. Appreciate your listenership over there. This person says, quote, for speaker, Elizabeth Warren or Pete Buttigieg. Interesting. I'd be fine with either one of those. Although I'm not sure that Senator Warren would give up her gig in the Senate. In order to go over to that mess in the House, right?
Probably not.
And Pete Buttigieg would have been great as well, but of course he is Secretary of Transportation. But yes, this is, we're not talking about reality necessarily, but if we could just name anybody, yeah, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, an esteemed senator, Pete Buttigieg was mayor, of course, in South Bend, Indiana, and now the Transportation Secretary. I'm good with that. Don't forget, you can listen to the Brewers, speaking of WISS, you can listen to the Brewers on WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, or the Big 1100 on the AM side of the dial. You can also listen to the Brewers in Southwest Wisconsin on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center on AM 1450 or FM 107.7 tonight. Brewers taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. A must-win situation. First pitch is 8 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock on those two stations in the Civic Media radio network. If you could put anybody in the speaker's chair in the U.S. House of Representatives, who would it be? Let's go back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for listening, my friend, as always. What say you?
Well, certainly not Robin Voss, because to borrow a line from the old polka song, he's too fat-headed for me.
I was just pulling that song up to play it as the outro for this segment.
That's serendipity there, but I mean, yeah. Well, you know, that, and a little bit serious, maybe Dale Schultz. I mean, the character that he showed as a Republican here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, there was a hell of a lot I disagreed with him on, but he showed truth to, and has continued to show true character, unlike so many of his Republican colleagues, past and present.
I appreciate that. No, I'll pass it on to Dale if he's not listening. How about Dale Schultz for Speaker? I mean, he was leader of the Senate Republicans here in Wisconsin, although he's having the time of his life just shooting pheasants and being on his farm. So I'm not sure whether he would do it or not, but maybe. Also, we have from on the text line, WAUK, one of our listeners there. I love this one. How about John Stewart? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it James Stewart's friend, Harvey? Oh, okay. I hear this is Jim in Appleton on WGBW up in Green Bay, listening on Green Bay, but lives in Appleton. Jim from Appleton says, John Stewart, he does get things done. I love that one. John Stewart would be a kick butt speaker. I'd be all about that. Also, here's a vote. Jeff in Shorewood. How about this? Dom is here in the other room. Dominic Selvia, a speaker for Dom, or a vote for Dom. Is he in his office? Mr. Zomers, go see if Dom wants to come in after this break and see if we have a vote for Dom as a speaker here. Also, Dick, let's go to the phone lines quickly, Mr. Zomers. Can we get that real quick? I'm not sure. Let's take Dick and Madison here, and then we'll bring Dom on after the break. Dick and Madison, thanks for holding. Dick, what say you?
Well, since it's so dysfunctional and such a mess anyway, I looked it up to make sure he's still alive. Don King, promoter Don King.
Don King! That is fantastic. Don King for speaker. That would be great. That's creative.
He'd only be the second worst hairdo besides Trump.
I like that. I like that a lot. Very good. So that we have a vote for Don. And again, great, as you said, great promoter. He could bring in Mike Tyson as the sergeant at arms.
Yeah, and then Mike could bite somebody's ear.
Well, it wouldn't be all bad.
I think you mean the sergeant at arms.
Very good. Yes. You can bring him in and have the sergeant at arms and speaker. They get things done. Matt Gaetz will be taken care of. Be absolutely fantastic. Back with more after this. We'll see whether Dom wants to be Speaker of the House. We'll see if we get him in here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When he goes in swimming, I don't want him. You can have him. He's too bad for me. Oh, he's too fat for me.
But he's just the right size for me.
I don't want him. You can have him. He's too bad for me. He's too fat. He's too fat. He's too fat for me.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different.
brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 73. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, slight chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 45. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. CBS News, ABC News, or AP News, depending upon where you're at across the state of Wisconsin, followed by a check of weather. And then our friend and colleague, Mr. Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Always a great program. Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Another great colleague and friend of ours. And the co-host of the Devil's Advocates, along with Mike Crute, every afternoon, 4 until 6. And now, been nominated for Speaker of the House.
Oh my goodness.
From Jeff and Schulman. We're asking the question this half hour, if reality didn't matter, now that the chair is vacant, who would you make Speaker of the House? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Dominic Selvia joins us live in the studio. Appreciate you coming out for a second here. What say you, Dominic, if you are nominated for Speaker, would you serve?
Todd, I have to tell you, thank you very much for the nomination, Jeff. If called to serve,
yeah,
I absolutely will. I am here for the country. I'm here to unite.
Yes.
I'm here to get things done, man.
That would be fantastic. I think you make a great, because we talked to me, we had Michelle Obama, Arnold Schwarzenegger, General Milley, people that really, you know, don't take crap from anybody. And I mean, you got that spunk. You're not going to take crap from anybody.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to think I've appreciated different perspectives. You know, yeah, we've all come along and evolved in our political lives,
sure,
you know, and this is a different world now. So I think, yeah, man, Jeff, I think if it comes down to it, I'm here for you to serve the country, man.
Well, we appreciate that. All right, we'll give you the quick, serious take for a second. With all this happening, I don't know, you guys talked about this on Devils yesterday,
right,
probably going to do it again today. I mean, what's your take on this, Dom? I mean, it's just a mess, right?
I've been saying it for a long time, Todd. The Republican Party's in disarray. if the goal of the party is to break it and burn it and piss on the ashes, then they're doing a hell of a job in doing that.
Right.
To go forward with this with Matt Gaetz and these other eight with no plan B.
Yeah.
Ah, come on. And now they're what? They're kicking people out of their offices, Nancy Pelosi and that kind of thing. It's these very vindictive, petty little moves. It just kind of goes to show you where, unfortunately, where this party is now. So what they have, we have a interim, a pro tem, but that's not going to get anything done. We have what, 45 days ish, less than 45
44, days, 44, 43 and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, things are not good. Well, I mean, and to your point, Tom, even we have a cut we haven't gotten to yet, but Glenn Grothman today said that it was even too far right for him. To your point, he said there's no plan. I mean, when you're right of Glenn Grothman, you're in bad territory.
When Glenn Grothman is the voice of reason,
right,
on what's going on in the House, you know you have fallen very, very far.
All right, Dominic Selvia nominated for Speaker of the House here on the show. You can catch he and Crudy this afternoon on Devil's Advocates 4 until 6. Thanks, Dom. We'll be listening this afternoon.
All right, brother. Thank you, Todd.
Appreciate it. Give us your thoughts on this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones from Eureka, California. Jake in California, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, the perfect choice for Speaker of the House, Aaron Rodgers. You know, he has nothing to do for the next few months. He's paranoid, he's dishonest, and he's overpaid. He's the perfect Republican congressman.
That is fantastic for all the reasons you stated. Wouldn't that be, I mean, imagine his press conferences after he takes a few shrooms or goes into a dark house for a couple of days.
Or he does, you know, some DMT or ayahuasca or whatever
right?
He's done that day. You know, he could do it while he's just full-blown, hallucinating on the house floor. That'd always be entertaining.
Right.
You know, I'll watch that on C-SPAN.
We got a text in from someone listening on WMDX who seconds your nomination of Aaron Rodgers.
There you go. There you go. Jake already leading the polling with Aaron Rodgers for Speaker of the House. Are you listening to us on the Civic Media app out there in California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I listen to you guys online. You guys used to be on the air in Eureka until our local progressive radio station got changed into a oldies station, but no Motown for some reason. I don't know how you do an oldies station without any Motown.
Right?
But, you know, that's what happened.
Well, at least there's the Civic Media app, and we appreciate you dialing us up, Jake. Have a great day out there in Eureka.
Thanks, you too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Another vote for Aaron Rodgers from a listener in WMDX here in Madison as far as who would you like to have be the new Speaker of the House. Also, it says, here's somebody from WAUK in Waukesha. I think artificial intelligence could be the best speaker. All right, very good. Also, somebody from Tony says, not sure what that is. Oh, the Buzz of the North up there in Hayward. Tony in Hayward says, bring Obama back. We need some Joe Obama bromance again. Well, how about that?
I was thinking of saying Obama, yeah.
Right? Obama. He's eligible. You could bring Obama back for Speaker of the House.
He's not eligible in that way, though. He just posted about his anniversary with his wife.
Well, yes. He's celebrating with the lovely and talented Michelle Obama. But who would you bring in and put in the Speaker's chair? If you could put anybody in the House Representative Speaker's chair, who would it be? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to John in Madison, listening here on WMDX. John, what say you?
I say Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden? Are you serious? Come on now. Really?
I am. I mean, he's the master criminal. He would be perfect for that. Allegedly.
All right. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. I mean, that's one take. I think that don't punch a guy while he's down, right? But hey, that's one take. That's fair. All right.
I mean, to be fair, they can't stop talking about him.
Right. They can't. They're obsessed with him. Well, so why not just have him in the premises? Off the text line, WXCO up in Bull Falls Radio, Cindy from Wausau texts in, and she says, how about Liz Cheney or another vote for Hillary Clinton? All right. There you go. Again, Liz Cheney, and can you imagine right now how happy Liz Cheney is? Because she was third in line in the Republican caucus before they booted her out for having the audacity, Liz Cheney did, to vote in favor of impeachment the second time for Donald Trump and then was on the January 6th committee. And for that offense, they voted her out of her leadership position. And then ultimately voted her out in her primary out there in Wyoming. But yeah, Liz Cheney, another presence, doesn't take any crap for anybody. Hillary Clinton, of course, very competent, former U.S. Senator as well, former First Lady. Somebody from WAUK, they say, quote, a mannequin, unquote.
You know, honestly, I mean, that wouldn't be too different from McCarthy, not necessarily to fault of his own. Just because the position that he was in with accepting it with all these terms, that like one person can just say you're done. So right. He basically had to be a mannequin.
Right. Another vote, WMDX for Dom. How about that? Dominic Selvia getting another vote for Speaker of the House. I kind of like that. Speaker Dom. I mean, he would be the Dom of the House Representatives. Great show today. Had a lot of fun with it. Of course, it's a serious business out there in D.C., and we spent the first hour doing that. A little fun with it in hour number two. Look, we got to laugh, otherwise we'll go crazy, right? Great show today. Stay tuned. Our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next, followed by the Devil's Advocates. It'll be a great afternoon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Look forward to it. Thank you to Trigvi Olson, Scott Klug, Aaron Zommers, Dominic Selvia, and all of you for listening. You are what makes this show happen. You are what makes our lives better each and every day. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents.
events. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.